So, sample question. Can a lawyer tape his phone calls with his clients? Answer A, yeah, they changed the rule in 2006. B, no, even if the client consents, it violates the privilege. C, yeah, they can, but they must disclose it's being taped. Or D, no, it's only permitted in law enforcement investigations. To which you now sort of aim up at me with your clicker and take your choice. To keep this moving along, I'm only going to give you about 15 or 20 seconds to answer. So, here we are, and you can see that four of you have answered. Pointed at the laptop, actually, would probably be the best thing. And there we go, 22, 24, 30 answers. Excellent. 39, 40, 41. Is that about it? Here's how the vote went. Everybody likes 74% of you like 3, only if he discloses a call. And the answer is no. A, they changed the rule in 2006. When I got out of law school 35 years ago, you couldn't tape your calls, period. I mean, it was just forbidden. Since 2006, they reissued a new opinion, and the opinion letter the TEC opinion 392 from 1978 and 1996 both prohibited it, but in 2006, they issued opinion 575 and overruled them. The rule in Texas, you can tape your calls. The rule in Texas is you can only tape it if you have the consent of one party. Otherwise, you're wiretapping. Well, if you tape your own calls, you are the consenting party. Lawyers are prohibited, however, from representing that you're not taping it when you are. So if they say, are you taping it, and you are, then you need to tell them. But most of these came as a bit of a surprise to me. So it was a pretty informative thing. So that's the sample question. Here we go, off to number one. I'm going to keep it moving so we get out of here.